As an engineering leader, you know firsthand that achieving work-life balance can be hard. Many business owners struggle with the balance between their personal lives and their work. This leads to stress and a feeling of regret. But that's not the case for the listeners of the Engineer Your Success podcast with Dr. James Bryant. This podcast provides tools, tips, and techniques to help you achieve success both in business and in life. Tune in. Let's engineer your success today. I want to welcome you to the Engineer Your Success podcast. My name is Dr. James Bryant, your host for the show. This podcast provides tools, tips, and techniques to help you achieve success both in business and in life. It is my pleasure to guide you on your journey to designing and living a life where you are winning at work and at home. I hope that you are having a great week. This week, we have a very special guest. It's interesting how life presents opportunities for information. I have a 17-year-old and a 15-year-old, and my wife and I were always talking about college and how college is so expensive. And I came across this information. I came across the information of our guest. And I'm not going to spoil it, but I think you're going to get a lot of value if you have teenage children or young children at home and you're thinking about college and how to afford it. Angie, will you please introduce yourself to the audience?
Hi, James. My name is Angie Grimm, and I am the lead college funding professional at College Solutions LLC in Amarillo, Texas. We specialize in late stage college planning, not because we want to, but because that's usually when the need arises for people like yourself who are on the doorstep of going, and the conversations are timely and they're real. So we help students navigate the admission process, trying to find the right fit college socially and academically, while helping parents secure a good financial fit so they don't have to take unnecessary risks to help their children achieve their college dreams.
No, I think that is great. When I came across your information, I thought that you would be great to have on the show. And that's because I often say that engineers are people too. Business owners are people too. We all are going through these issues. And if you have kids and you're looking at the rising cost of higher education, then you're thinking about ways in which you can afford it. How can you actually make this happen? And so I'm really grateful to have this conversation with you. I want to get right into the meat of a question that I asked my 17-year-old. I showed him your information and I said, "Hey, James, do you have any questions?" And he looked at it and he says, "Well, why would I choose them?" And so that is his question. There are a lot of services out there. I'm not making this up. He looked at me and said, "Well, why would I choose her?" So I asked you that question. Why would someone choose you?
That's a great question, which no student has ever asked us, but I love that he's the first. So first of all, if we had him on the call or sitting in our office, we'd be having a real conversation with him. Like, what research has he done to pick the schools he's picked?
Yeah.
Right. Mm-hmm. Have we visited them? Is it a good fit for you? Are we going because we heard it's good? Are we going because a friend's going? What research have we done? Maybe we need to help him optimize that a little bit more. We could be looking for things just off of the U.S. World and News and Report saying, here's the top 10 best engineering programs in the country. Mm-hmm. But are we taking into account that social fit? Is that going to work well for us? Do they have the campus activities that we want? Is it too big a school? Is it too small a school? Will it provide us, you know, internship opportunities, employment opportunities? Will it provide us scholarship opportunities?
Yeah.
So often we'll have a student pick a college that they think is a great fit, but might not be a financial fit for them or their parents. Mm-hmm. And a lot of times students aren't taking that into account, depending on how the conversations have gone between the family. So first I'd say, tell me your research process on your schools and maybe we need to optimize it a little bit more. Two, we'd want to be looking at, do you really know what you want to study? What is the day in the life of a person that you study? Not just what's the income, but do you really know what the day in the life is of that person? And are you geared to be successful in that? Sometimes we have to put them through some assessments to make sure what they're thinking about is optimized for how they were born, how their brain works, and their key abilities. So okay, we'd want to talk to them about that.
So you're able to approach the situation from multiple perspectives, whether it is a good fit academically, is it a good fit socially, is it a good fit financially for the family?
Yeah, absolutely. I have two children. I might spend completely different on two different children because they're going to go to two different places and the programs could be different. One might need to get a master's. One might just need to go to associate's work. College is more expensive than ever. The process is the same for everyone looking at financial aid, but everyone's result is different. So everyone needs to go through the process. If they don't optimize it, they won't get the result that they want.
Okay. There are a few ways that we can take this conversation. We jumped right into the, you know, what my son's, why would I choose you? But there's also your journey as an entrepreneur and how did you arrive doing what you're doing? So I want to get into that a little bit and we can talk about the general process that you take people through in your program and your business.
I'm going to follow up one last thing I would say to your son.
Yeah.
We optimized our SAT score. Have we researched about the scholarships we could get with our current credentials? And maybe we didn't need to optimize that more and give him a target to say, if we need to retake an ACT or SAT, you might consider doing that. Not just, hey, Dad, it was good enough for me to get in. I'm not open to doing that. So we want to know a little bit more about that too.
I think that's great. So he's decided that he wants to go to Virginia Tech. He wants to go into accounting. I don't know where the accounting came from, but he wants to go into accounting with a minor in sales, he said. And one of the things or feedback that he got was on his SAT score. So he's been studying the math portion of his SAT score to make sure that he retakes it. I think you're giving very solid advice.
Yeah. Unfortunately, there's a lot of money tied to it. I only say unfortunately because we have to ask our student to take that exam 3, 4, sometimes 5 times to optimize it. I just tell them there's money out on the table to take. If you can use your intellect to go grab that, your parents will love you for it.
Yeah. Well, in some ways, we're doing our part as parents, and I want the student to do their part as well. And if taking the SAT to optimize your score is part of what you do, then that's part of what you have to do. I do want to talk a little bit about your journey.
It really starts with the journey because at this point, I've been doing this for about 15 years. Okay. I was brought into a small financial firm. Anytime we talk to parents in a general financial planning session, kids come up and most parents tell us in either given order, my biggest financial goals are retirement and helping my kids pay for college.
Yeah.
Can I do that? Very rarely do we have parents say, oh, I'm not going to help my kids at all. Or they want to know, how can I balancing retirement and college? And so they were realizing they had such a client load that they wanted to bring someone in to really focus on that division, learn the admission process inside and out, optimize the financial aid section and keep up with the current pace of those things year over year. So I was brought into this firm and given the opportunity to learn this knowledge, a part of a national group. What it really did for me personally was allow me to understand how it was going to work for my kiddos. When my son graduated high school in 2015, my daughter in 2018, they're both out of college now. We saw what the high school process was with AP classes and dual credit, the pressures they're under going to these large high schools with all of these different pressures on them about trying to do well academically, but also have activities and community service. And how do you balance all of that when these elite colleges want so much from you on your resume, but still try to be a kid, right? Yeah. And enjoy your high school experience. It's not just all about grades. Mm-hmm. So I learned a lot that way. And we've been able to expand our practice over all of these years with continued study of how the financial aid process works and how a family is going to get a piece of some of that or not. So that's kind of where my journey started. And this is all I do. It's college planning 101. And I enjoy it every year. New batches of kids, new batches of families. And my favorite time is at the end when we had all the plans put together. We have the right fit school and the parents can look at the kiddo and say, yes, we're ready to do this. Let's put our deposit and let's go. Oh. And had all the data on the table to make a very informed decision all along the way.
What were some of the challenges that you faced when you were going through the process?
It was realizing when my son was in high school that the high school system wasn't going to help him the way a lot of parents think they're going to. So for most high school counselors, they're overrun. One counselor to say 300-400 kids they have to manage. And their job now anymore, because of budget cuts and things, they are faced with a lot of different challenges, but their job is not to coach my son on what's the right fit college, how many times should you go visit, should you take this AP or dual credit or not. They put you on a general track, bring you in once a year, and every year you're not a part of your kid's high school curriculum selection unless you choose to be. Yeah, so they let our kids choose. When we can never go back and say, maybe we should have optimized this course or done a discovery course in some other subject to say if engineering was our fit or if biomed was our fit, could we have done a discovery class somewhere along the way to have found that out sooner than college? Mm-hmm. And so those were challenging things, figuring out. Good thing I knew the pulse of it and I didn't really rely on the counselors, but I saw that come to pass. Mm-hmm. So then when people say, well, our high school is really going to help.
You're able to chime in. Well, with your lived experience and say, don't count on that. This is what you've been able to observe. You have helped countless clients go through this process. I really do appreciate you sharing some of the things that you went through doing this as a parent.
Right. And we had to discover every college and go through our own search process. That's why half of our service exists, just to find students that. Mm-hmm. And so when we got an offer from a really amazing public college in Texas, we had never been there before. So we had to drive 12 hours to go take that visit to see, is this worth doing?
Yeah.
Put our boots on the ground and walk around and say, is this school all it's cracked up to be? Or is it a bunch of hype?
Yeah.
And it was totally worth it to say, what are we turning down? Of course, I knew to do that, but a lot of families don't think about those things.
Yes.
Those were interesting journeys. I had my son take both. No one at school ever suggested for him to take both.
Yeah.
He was actually better at one than the other. We just focused on that the rest of the time, but that's never suggested to your kiddo. Okay. Hardly ever.
That's good advice. As you're listening to this, get your notepad out, begin to jot down this advice. We're also going to include a link in the show notes for Angie's contact information to find out more about what she's doing. If you're able to jot notes down, even for some follow-up questions that you may have for Angie later on. So Angie, let's talk about what's the process that you typically take a family through.
So we offer informative webinars and local events where we get asked to speak, whether it's, in person or something online. We'd like to educate families about what is the reality now of current costs of college. If you survey 10 people, they've all heard a different cost of attendance at their schools. Yeah. Some are grossly underestimated and some are grossly overestimated. But it's a real concern for everyone. Very rarely have I met a parent that says, I think I have everything all funded. In Texas, our average public school is $30,000 a year, and the privates can go up to $80,000 a year. And that's pretty close to a nationwide standard as well. Yeah. Grounding them in the cost, because 25, 30 years ago, that's not what it cost for that parent to go to school. And we're shocked by the amount of tuition. How does the financial aid process work? There's a ton of myths around that. Should you apply for aid or not? How do you get money? What piece of the pie are you going to get? And then processes of student timelines. We'd like to educate people in that quick hour to get up to date with terms and acronyms and understand what happens. And we just sit down with people one-on-one and find out, where are you at? What are you concerned about? What are your biggest issues you're dealing with? And then how could we maybe help you solve them with your student and with you? Because educational people who are tutoring your kid, maybe about SAT, or someone at school won't and shouldn't speak about the financial piece. Yeah. That's not their wheelhouse. So they're not going to counsel you on that. And anybody at your high school completely will shy away about counseling you on the financial section, which is good that they do. Mm-hmm. They're not in that sector and they don't even know how to speak to that.
Yeah.
So we're starting simultaneously with the student, sophomore, junior year, talking about course optimization, putting a career assessment in front of them so we can launch into school selection and start optimizing the list to see where should we go visit, what should we consider over time. And then we're working with parents on the financial piece. What kind of scholarship can they maybe earn? No one ever pays net costs at a college. Everyone wants to pay less, but how much less will you get to pay? It's a financial game with these colleges, and we know all the rules and regulations. If there's moving pieces, we help you move to optimize your end result. There's a process we go through with parents, quantifying software and college search and a lot of data pieces we bring along the way so they have quantified data to make real decisions.
Okay. And you mentioned earlier that a lot of your clients are in this late stage decision process. So a junior or senior in high school, I'm coming to you, I'm pulling out my hair and I'm saying, Angie, I need help. I don't know how I'm going to afford college. And you walk people through that process and provide a solution to a pretty acute pain point that they're having at that time. When is it ideal for clients to seek your services out?
If we're talking in the high school block, ideally, we'd love to have people come in freshman year because strength of transcript at the end of high school matters. So when you're applying to college, they're looking at a 6-semester transcript, freshman, sophomore, junior.
Yeah.
Senior year is additional gravy to add on to more accolades. That 4.5-year process is now really only 3.
Yeah.
So we like to be a part of it as we go because that could help that student decide how many advanced classes do we take? You know, how many years of foreign language do we need to do? Do we need to go into that engineering academy that maybe our high school offers to optimize our chances?
Mm-hmm.
Engineering comes up all the time for our really high achieving kiddos.
Oh, cool.
Really, both for male and females, really, more that I talk to these kids mm-hmm. and their parents. A lot of high schools around the country will have specific academies kids can go through
yeah.
to go through those test and trial classes to say, yeah, this is going to be for me. Or, you know what, I had 1 semester of that. That's not what I want.
Yeah, that sounds like something I've heard in the past. I took this calculus class and this physics class, and it's just not for me. It's good to be able to have that kind of guidance early on. The earlier that you can, in high school, work with parents and kids, you're able to help put a blueprint for their success or successful path towards college in an affordable way that is going to blend with the aptitude and how the child is wired, as well as the college of choice in terms of being able to socially integrate with the child. And the financial piece for the family as a whole.
Absolutely. Help in the financial journey, the yeah. sooner the better. We all know that because if I had a dollar for every time someone says I should have started saving when they were a baby, we can't go back and make up time value of money and compounding.
Right.
But people started a little sooner and actually thought about, I'm never telling a client or working with a family saying, hey, in the next 4 years, you should adjust your vacations. You should do these kinds of things. But I've had families say that if I really knew the target I was going for, that mm-hmm. would have helped me maybe over a 10-year trajectory decide what were we going to do? Was it going to include moving houses? Maybe mm-hmm. I would have bought a different kind of car. Maybe we would have allocated line item in our budget so much dollar that would compound uninterrupted this whole time for their school. To be more intentional about it.
Yeah.
We've tried over and over. There is no time machine to go back and say we would make different decisions. We always say it's never too early to start any type of overall college discussion.
Yeah.
Even a family like you with a rising senior, some people say, oh, it's too late. I can't do anything. I had people come to me with their kids in college saying, I think I heard your information. I've been doing everything wrong for 2 years. And it's never too late. So we've got to take a look at everything that you're doing to see if you've optimized every step of the process.
So in the case of someone rising senior, or maybe they've just finished their freshman year in college and they're going to their sophomore year, are you able to help those families as well?
Yeah, because maybe they had gone through the financial aid process incorrectly.
Okay.
I've run into people that didn't even participate in the financial aid process at all because they follow the myth that, hey, we probably just make too much money to qualify yeah. for any type of aid, but that could have included a 0% subsidized loan.
Okay.
And so they gave those things up. Did they pay for it that first year in the most tax efficient way?
Mm.
Are you going to have enough to get all the way through? Or are you going to get to year 3 and you're out of money?
Yeah.
And then if you thought you were going to deploy money from this type of asset, is that going to be advantageous for you or not? How much tax will you have to pay on that?
Ooh.
Right? Year over year, because how we pay for college is the same when you and I went. They expect a payment every semester. We used to have a little cart. Now you're running your cafeteria yeah. bucks on the deal.
Yep.
Like the one gal on one of my daughter's college tours say, we walked by the campus Starbucks. She said, it is possible to use your whole meal plan card at this Starbucks. And the parents were chuckling. We said, how do you know? She goes, I've done it. So she was lit. She goes, I did it. And my parents weren't happy because I didn't actually eat food. It was just Starbucks.
Yeah.
Well, they're going to run your card. You don't get to re-register the next semester if you weren't current on your last semester's payments, right?
Well, I think that's really informative. This episode and the information you provide is not just for families that have high school students going through high school, but it's also if you already have a child in college, there are some things that may help you more efficiently afford or pay for college.
Their financial aid offer at face value. We didn't explore other avenues or think about other creative payment options, you might be really stressed because they're supposed to be a year two, three, four.
Yeah.
It's not just student one, year one. That's going to continue on, right?
So, Angie, I want to ask you, is there anything else that you want to make sure that our podcast listeners know about the process or about you?
What we really pride ourselves in doing at our firm is a holistic process. Not only are we talking to parents about their financial situation and trying to optimize it and give them solutions, we're bringing that student piece in too. If we get guided to the wrong places, we could be picking a school for the wrong reasons, and it could be the wrong price points. We need to optimize that and help our student open their minds to a similar fit to what they're thinking about that could fit all of the goals of the family.
Yeah.
Right? Our goal is to not contribute to the extreme, ridiculous amount of the student loan debt crisis. There's $1.8 trillion outstanding in student loan. And one family at a time, I don't want to help that family contribute to it or let their student fall victim to those. They're easy to get into, James, but they are extremely difficult now at this price point to work your way out of it. Where a parent might say, I had 20 grand in student loans, didn't take me that long. Going to a $100,000 a year school and the parents can only pay half of that. $50,000 now is $500 a month for 10 years.
Yeah.
That's going to affect the type of apartment they can get, the type of money they can save for a future down payment, and if they need to upgrade their car.
Yeah.
You and I understand what borrowing money means. Your 18-year-old does not. And we have had students tell us, I don't care what it's going to cost me. I have to go to that school. I just have to. But when we bring the data to the parents, the parents can be now empowered to say, okay, honey, let's sit down and talk about this to see what that's going to mean for you in your future. And that can start to change the trajectory of that discussion.
Yeah.
But we've got to have other options. So we're not just disappointing that student saying, this school is off the table. But what is that going to mean? What's the financial impact if we choose it? And try to empower that student to make a smart money decision when they up to that point haven't been asked to do much of that really in teenage years, other than maybe manage their debit card from their part-time job. And they're not supposed to understand that. But at the end of the day, James, they're looking to you as a parent to explain it to them. And when we bring that to you to open up a family discussion, I've seen some kids make amazing decisions, not just based on themselves, based on siblings, based on family. I've seen them make some amazing choices that all turned out to be great, that weren't necessarily the first school that they had their heart set on.
Well, I think it's interesting because what you talk about hits on a few different things. As a parent, sometimes we're reluctant to have those discussions with our child. We don't want to let them down. We want them to have the best life possible. We often say we want them to have a better situation than what we had, and we want to provide everything that we can for them. When you get to this point where you're looking at potential costs that may be out of your budget, and you have your child who's really, really wanting to go, it's hard to have that conversation. And what I'm hearing you say is that your process provides a pathway to have that conversation in a less adversarial way, where you're looking at the data. Here's the data. Here's what the options are. This is what it will mean. And I think it gives parents the opportunity to invite children into the conversation in a mature way. Say, let's have this conversation. Here's all of the information. Here's what I'm thinking. What are you thinking? And you're allowing them to be part of the solution, not just the reason that there is a problem in terms of them choosing this high dollar school.
Yeah, absolutely. I tell students, this might not be relevant to you now. And I'll tell the parents, once your student starts to college, I guarantee you, with the way people are paying for it, it will become a common topic of conversation for students. They'll meet 10 different students and they might say, first student they meet has no idea how their parents are paying for them to be there. The second student is saying, I took some student loan already. And I know when I graduate, I'm going to have so much. The third says, oh, I don't have any student loans, but I have to do a part-time job and I know my folks are doing X. And they say, well, what about you? I'm like, well, I'm doing a little, my folks are doing a little, and I'm doing a little bit of student loan. But if they haven't had that conversation or find that out, there's counseling that happens at a lot of these colleges after they get there, and they mean really well. One of our local colleges prides themselves on their financial literacy education, and I always chuckle. I'm like, that's a little late. Well, we don't want them to have more loans, even though they had loans year one to get there. I'm thinking, okay, there's a lot more loan here on the table than that we're talking about. And so we know all the right loans and all the wrong loans to stay away from. And sometimes if parents plan last hour, there could be what I call a Band-Aid loan. We might need a filler loan for a couple of years while we work on a longer-term savings plan to deploy that money. But if we can get some things done before we're on the 10-year ticker of the private loan, we can save interest. But that also goes back to your previous question. Why would people want to start sooner? When we have a little more time to discuss stressful financial situations, it's better that we're not pressed for time. When we're doing that right now with an incoming senior, it can get stressful because we're doing all this deep financial discussion while the student's applying, trying to find the right schools. We're juggling a lot at one time and it becomes stressful. So when we can draw those conversations out in a timely, paced manner, planned and measured versus panic and catch up, which session do we want to be in, which season of that, right?
No, I think that's great. You want to start having the conversations before the time pressure is there when you have to make a decision. You also have the ability as a parent to use this process to teach your children, to invite them into conversations. You're not putting everything on them, but giving them the opportunity to see inside, what does this decision-making process look like? What are all of the things you have to consider when thinking about something like college? It's not always a cut and dry decision because there are so many factors that come into play.
Right. And everybody's path might look a little bit different. We help them optimize their application. So when they want help with their Common App, we help them fill it out right, optimize everything they've put on there. Our students tend to be modest. This is their time to brag away. Right? Get with your mom. She's going to remember that award you got in freshman year for being the top math student or the, you know, who's who citizen of 11th grade or, you know, some different things like that, right? That they think is no big deal. I've had kids who have their Eagle Scout telling me their resume that I already got from their mom and they forget about it.
Oh, wow.
Well, didn't you do that little thing called Eagle Scout? Oh, yeah, yeah. Scouts has always been a part of their life for so long and they still know the other troop members and they just kind of pass over it. I'm like, that's a huge bragging point.
Yeah.
And then writing an essay to tell the college who they are is their time to tell their story. So they meet with our college counselors to talk about their story, write it. We help them optimize it. So right now, this time of year, students are stuck. They're not sure where to start. And we get in the weeds with them and say, here's your coaching system. We're going to help you get started and make sure these are optimized to get in the door on the right dates. They just don't know where and their high school doesn't do that. So you have to hire a coach for that stuff to get help. And that's what we do on that part.
I've heard optimize. Optimize, whether you're talking about SAT scores, your high school transcript, the classes you take, whatever the process is, you guys help optimize those things.
And the sooner we can start, the better the result, right?
All right. So, Angie, I want to thank you so much for everything you've talked about so far. It's been phenomenal to hear your story, how you are helping families, how you're helping them optimize their decisions. You're providing an entryway to have these conversations in a much more approachable and structured way. If our listeners want to find out more about you and your company and the services you offer, what's the best way for them to get in contact with you?
And they can go straight to our website, collegesolutionsllc.com. And right on our homepage, you could choose to say, hey, I want to participate in one of your free webinars to understand what is this process? What am I going to be facing? What are the timelines? What does the financial aid process look like? We have several upcoming every month and you can register in there. Or you can choose to have a consultation with us. You don't have to attend one of our events. Say, I just want to have a Zoom call with you for about 30 to 60 minutes. Find out where I'm at. Am I on the road to do all the things right? So we're an expert in this arena, making sure you don't pay full sticker price for college and making sure your student is optimized through the process. We offer a lot of different things, but not everybody's a good fit for us. So we kind of find out where you're at on that consultation. It could be our opportunity to talk about the different things that we offer and how they could get engaged with us on whichever level they want. So it's right on our website to schedule that complimentary time of ours. We don't charge for that. They could view a webinar. They can also see that information on our Facebook page as well, College Solutions LLC.
Okay. And we, Angie, will include a link to your website in the show notes. And when I send the weekly email out, we'll include that in the email as well.
It's great.
All right. I am going to end this podcast episode like I end every podcast episode, and that's this. Many people know what to do. Fewer people know how to do it. And there's a select group of people that actually follow through and do it, and they are living the life of their dreams. Angie, I want to thank you for being part of that select few, because not only are you living the life of your dreams, you're helping countless parents, students, and families live the life of their dreams by helping them find the right college and the right fit financially, culturally. Thank you. Thank you for listening to Engineer Your Success with Dr. James Bryant. Do me a favor and subscribe to the podcast. Leave a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts or your favorite podcast player. Many people know what to do. Fewer people know how to do it, and a small fraction of people actually do it. I believe that you can have success both in business and in life, and it's my passion to guide you on your path to engineering your success. Thanks.